someday, someone is going to forget.
Why don't you try drugs? What's all the fuss about? Once a person has experimented with marijuana, he is more likely to experiment with other drugs and narcotics.
Well, that's not so terrible, you might say.
If that's the only bad thing about marijuana, why does it need to be controlled at all?
What's all the fuss about?
Why do people use marijuana and LSD?
Some say they desire to improve their social relationships,
to find meaning in life.
We've given you the facts about marijuana and LSD,
at least some of the more important ones.
But just knowing the facts won't keep you from experimenting with or using drugs.
What really counts is how you feel about yourself.
You are at a time in your life when you are trying to discover who you are and what you want to do with your life.
You are searching for identity.
You want to feel that you are a unique individual,
that you have worth and value. You often feel like rebelling against your parents, teachers, authority. You can't accept the values our society stands for and want to change them. Sometimes you feel rejected, alone, inadequate. You have promise, conflict, frustration. Someone
is going to suggest,
why don't you try drugs?
What will you say?
Where is the pharmacy?
Thank you.
other things to do besides cooking. And then you run into...
Oh, no, bad again. But you don't hear that.
When you add the lively, sparkling taste of
Coke. Okay.
When Coke is on the table, food just never seems dull.
Meals are just one of the things that go better with Coke
after Coke
after Coke.
Never before have young people lived in a world that is changing so fast and subjecting them to so many pressures and anxieties as today. Despite the difficulties, a great majority of them are successfully growing up and maturing and are becoming responsible, well-adjusted persons. But a minority of young people are turning to the use of drugs and chemicals in an attempt to get turned on or to escape from the reality of pressures and problems. If you have ever experimented with drugs, or even thought about it, we think there are some facts you should know about them. And we are going to stick to facts. No opinions, no preachments, no prejudices. Experimenting with drugs is a fad. Maybe you've been told everyone is doing it. Maybe you've heard that there's really no harm in it. But the facts don't agree. Young people see their parents using barbiturates, amphetamines, and tranquilizers. There you go again, Dad. Maybe you've been told everyone is doing it. Maybe you've heard that there's really no harm in it. Experimenting with drugs is a fad.
A fact.
Don't agree.
Drug use
seems to be socially acceptable. Musicians and actors, businessmen and truck drivers use amphetamines on occasion when they have to work long hours at a stretch. We live in a pill world today. Drug use seems to be socially acceptable. Experimenting with drugs is a fad. If you have ever experimented with drugs, or even thought about it, we think there are some facts you should know about them. And we are going to stick to facts. No opinions, no preachments, no prejudices. Experimenting with drugs is a fad.
You are down on the road. cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and away to bed. I stuck in love and poured it over in my head. And I next morning and I grabbed my gun.
They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico.
And my heart sure is taking the pill. And what did Sheriff from Jericho Hill? He said, well, he leave your name and my Jack Brown.
Here's the 30 hack you shot your woman down.
Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Cut her down because she made me blow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friends for to go by them. They dropped my dad and carcass in the county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I tried to hear him coming down the line. Up then he called me and he said, "Hey, go." Said, "You only 30 hacking through that district court." Down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me.